News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's Monday morning, June the 22nd. My gosh, 7:07 in the morning. It's really 7:06 in the morning. But good morning, 605-4567. It's our phone number. You're out there and awake, and some people are already. Give us a call. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Good morning, Linda.
Good Monday morning to everybody. Turn my headphones up just a little bit.
Okay, there. And good morning, Bad Bob.
Good morning.
We have, how was the ride-in, Bob? Because you usually give us a, the sun was up, it was beautiful. How was your ride-in?
It was quite pleasant, thank you.
It's ride home that usually kind of saps him of his energy. So what's going to look like for weather today?
Well, if you heard in the prior hour, I just can't even believe where we're going today. 96 is our high. And as we go through the week, we have 102 on Tuesday. Wednesday is 107. And as the week progresses, yes, this is where we go. Thursday, sunny and hot with a high near 111. And Friday is up to 114. I remember when I first moved to Reading, we socked in the first year I lived here at 113. I do remember 116. When you go down to Eureka and you go by one of the pet hospitals there that has, the temperature on it.
Yeah.
116, I remember. And thought to myself, this is just, this is Vegas weather, baby.
I used to send you a photo of the temperature in Iraq.
Yes, you did.
And the one day it was like 122 degrees. 122 degrees. And, and you're out there and you're wearing your combat gear.
You say you have to go out with your combat gear with that.
You just can't get away from it. So you just, we look like a bunch of lizards most of the time. Because, how that lizard sits on a rock going,
uh-huh.
You find yourself doing that.
My goodness.
A little panting sound there. But, it wasn't like that all the time. A lot of times it was balmy at about 112. So,
well, it's currently 67 right now if you're tuning in. And, oh, my gosh, I just can't even imagine, that. Maybe this is why they... You don't have very long. How does your body handle that kind of intensity to be out there with a pack like that and going through strenuous exercise?
Losing guys all the time in heat exhaustion.
Yeah.
But, you're just drinking, copious amounts of water, which was about body temperature half the time.
Well, the weather in this commentary is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, do we want to catch up with the activities that we had through the week and try to explain maybe what happened on Friday when we had this kind of a double thing that came out over the air and we had two different parts of the radio station that were conflicting?
What had happened was one of our shows had an opportunity to interview Charlie Daniels, and he wanted to do it, but he could only do it from 8:45 to 9 in the morning on Friday. So we taped one of our shows, a segment of our shows, told everybody about it, talked about it on Friday and all this. And when we played it, and they were doing the interviews because of a button that wasn't pushed, both of them came out at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Or a button that was pushed and was supposed to be turned off.
Right.
That lasted for part of the time, and we realized that we tried to fix it, we couldn't, so we just took off the taped portion of it. So you listen to Charlie Daniels on Friday, you know, listen to the interview there. People were trying to figure that one out. Lots of calls. Thank you for all the people. Let us know. We were double tracking there.
I
wandered out, you know, as before, just as the calls were coming in, I thought, gosh, a lot of people calling in on this segment.
Well, people had you had LaMalfa and Nielsen on too.
Well, that was the other thing too, you know.
Friday
was one of those days where you had people lined up to come in at 7:30 in the morning. They didn't show up, but LaMalfa calls. You know, okay, so the person coming in at 8 o'clock was supposed to be LaMalfa. But then Jim Nielsen calls talking about this huge water problems that we're having, and these new bills are having to take away your water rights, which leads on to, we have somebody on 8 o'clock today, hopefully, if he's not in jail, Mark Baird. Who is who's the vice president of the Siskiyou Water Association up there in Siskiyou County. And there was a big battle going on over this weekend about a farmer that wanted to build a trench from it so he could move his water from one part of his property to another. And they were told they couldn't, and a whole bunch of people got together to cut the ditch or make the ditch happen. So we'll see what happens when Mark Baird calls this morning. We also have Dr. Edward Mooney, which is going to be really exciting. Kind of, he's out of Simpson University. He wrote a book called "Pearls of the Stone Man." Now, this didn't hit the top. You know, this wasn't the bestseller on the New York Times bestseller list, but it's a book that touched the psyche or the soul of the Japanese people. And they bought the movie rights, and they are in the process of filming this movie in Japan. So he's going to be on today. We're going to talk about the book and talk about why did this appeal so much to the Japanese people, and you know what the book's about and all that. So he's going to come on at 7:30.
That's wonderful.
Well, it is. It's something completely different. But one of the things that, and as I told people, one of the good things about. When you're, you know, one of the things you absolutely need is when the grandkids are here is absolute sleep.
Anytime.
And that's what we're talking about, our sleep number. Our sleep number setting, of course, my sleep number setting is 45 last night, and your sleep number setting is?
My sleep number setting is 40.
40. And
I've moved down.
You've moved down as the summer's gone on. I've moved up.
I don't want hard. I need cush.
Well, you know what? Not only is it the dual air technology give you the very, very best in sleeping as opposed, you know, that's according, of course, to Consumer Reports. It's the number one bed in America, mattress in America, and you can't ask for more than that. Then they've added to it Sleep IQ technology, where it's just part of the bed. You don't have to do anything except sleep, and it's going to come back with little hints like, you know, maybe exercise, diet, these things to help you sleep better. So what can you say beyond that? But it's all there, and right now, you can save $500 to $650 on a Sleep Number P6 mattress set. You are the only one that can discover how good this is. And you do that by going by to Target Shopping Center, stop over by the store, and you see Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals in there at Sleep Number, and I guarantee you, anybody we tell, and, you know, this is from Linda and I, we have never slept better than we have on this bed.
It's a good, yeah, it's a great bed. Because when you travel and then you come back home, I mean, you don't sleep as well when you travel anyway, but it's nice to have the Sleep Number.
When you come back home, there it is. Sleep Number. I tell you what, hey, Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Henry.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Welcome back, Henry. Have you been gone?
No, I just had a tough winter this winter. So.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too. But anyway, so I wanted to weigh in a little bit about water rights.
Sure.
I think they're getting unduly excited. I don't think the North State's going to have to fight that battle. The Southern California people will. And I'll tell you why. Well, the city of Los Angeles holds the water rights to the Owens Valley watershed. And if they try and take those away from the city of Los Angeles, there's going to be a lawsuit that the state can't believe. And water rights are the holy grail of agriculture and population. So I think that there might be a little undue excitement about that.
Well, you know what? Some of the bills are passing, though, and you're going to like this, Henry. They exempt.
Passing, but I think it's going to be a long way from being implemented because of the water right situation. Well,
and like San Francisco, but San Francisco is exempted from it. So, and I see things like that. I can't help but think maybe there's going to be a few others exempted by it. But you're right. There's going to be a lot of fighting going on here. But what they're talking about is the ability to people to use their senior water rights, putting the meters on the wells and all these. And at some point, and according to Mr. Nielsen, something about what kind of crops you can grow. So there you go. That touches agriculture. So, it could be is that they're going to restrict your water, which then restricts what kind of crops you can grow. But we'll find out as time goes on here. But we are going to have Mr. Baird on today to talk about what's happening in Siskiyou County. But, hey, I'm glad you're back. I hope you feel better.
Well, I hope so, too. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet, Henry. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. It's Monday morning, and it's 7:16, Monday morning, June the 22nd.
Mary's Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la Sriracha. Chicken with Sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have the buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Good morning. It's Monday, June the 22nd, 7:20 in the morning. 68 degrees out there, going up to 98 today.
Hey, let's just talk about the fact that it's spray water bottle weather.
There you go. You carry it with you.
Carry it with you all the time. Put a strap on your arm and just carry that spray bottle. Because today, well, about 96, and our lows will be around 64, but Tuesday is 102. Now, get ready, folks, because as we progress through the week, Friday is going to be 114. You know, we're getting ready for Dancing with the Stars this week now, so, you know, I can just imagine, you know, thank God we've got, you know.
Angel, who walks in the morning, she says, I'm out of here right now. There goes Angel. Good morning. I'm out of here. And Friday, you'll be lucky if you even hear me because I'll be on the road. Hey, this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked top 100 hospital, top 100 hospital in the United States for 3 years in a row. Not only that, but they also are ranked in the top 50 in the cardiac surgery groups and cardiac care. Shasta Regional is treating people well. 70 years anniversary this year. They have done it right. And by the way, you feel a little faint out there? Drink a lot of water. If it's worse than that, head to their emergency room. They are absolutely fabulous in the emergency room. Okay. You know, a lot of things going on. 300,000 people came together in Charleston, South Carolina. They stood hand in hand across the bridge down there, you know, to show that this type of murder, this type of terrorism, that's the only thing I can call it, this horrendous act in Charleston, South Carolina, is not going to tear this country apart. It's not going to tear Charleston apart. Charleston stood up together, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, and they said it's not going to tear us apart.
They came out as a people.
They came out as a group of people that cared about each other. And, you know, and damn it, we need this across the country. Unite against hatred like this. I still have problems figuring out where this hatred comes from, and on either side, and why the, you know, this white supremacist thing where you have to, or any type of supremacy thing where you have to put down the other race. Mm-hmm. And that you have to kill them, and you have to denigrate them, and you have to do these things. I don't understand this. I don't understand it at all. Maybe it's too long being in the Marine Corps. Maybe that's it. Did we have racial problems? Yes, of course we did. In the early 70s, we had racial problems, and we probably still have. But I tell you what, in combat, a lot of that stuff goes away, if not all of it. The one out beyond the wire, they've become brothers. Whether they're black, white, brown, Asian, it makes no difference. That's just who they are.
I would hasten to point out this is not a uniquely American nor uniquely even Euro thing. Just ask the Koreans while they were under Japanese occupation.
Well, let's look at it also like, you know, and, you know, when you go into religion in this, when you get into Africa. You know, they're killing people because of religion. And, you know, you're a Christian, you get slaughtered. This whole thing is so bad. But here in the United States, we are an enlightened country. You know, we are in an enlightened country.
Are we?
Yes, we are. We know the difference between right and wrong. We're not using this as a religion. You know, God told us to do this. That's not it. God doesn't tell you to kill people that because they're a different color. It's because of things that these people brought up. The people, you know, something appeals to guys like this, Roof. Something appeals to him to pull him into this kind of structure, to this kind of lifestyle. His father is the one that turned him in as soon as he saw it, you know, and his uncle. I mean, it wasn't like, who knows what they're like. But they turned him in. It wasn't like they were part of this whole thing. So, you know, what causes this? What pulls people into this? And I'm just afraid
this form of belonging to a group. Like a biker gang.
Kind of a gang. Yeah, I think you're right. They, you know, they're pulled in.
They're made to feel strong.
They're made to feel, you know, to feel like they're part of something.
There's a code. They probably do a blood oath, etc.
If it went to that. I mean, I don't know. But the thing is that what Charleston did was so good.
Yes, that made my heart warm today.
You know, and the victims' families that day were saying that we forgive this guy. We forgive him. He has hurt us so terribly. But we forgive him in our love of Christ. You know? Wow.
Wow.
I know. I might have had a tough time saying that. Or even, you know, or feeling it. You know, saying it or feeling it. But this is, if you truly believe, you know, that Christ forgives and that they're in a better place right now than they were the instant they were alive, then it's easy to do that. It's easy to forgive, and that their lives were taken for a reason. You don't know what that reason is. I don't know.
Well, those are definitely
it's so far beyond me.
Definitely some good images. I share with you something in the headlines today that I thought that many of our listeners, as well as you, would find, I don't know, newsworthy. Faced with a shortage of U.S. Navy ships, the Marine Corps is exploring a plan to deploy its forces aboard foreign vessels to ensure they can respond quickly to global crises around Europe and Western Africa.
Oh.
The initiative is a stopgap way to deploy Marines aboard ships overseas until more American vessels are available.
I wish you could have seen Bob Belange's face. Hey, Bob, we've got the smallest Navy since before World War One. I think the Civil War we had more than we have now. Hello. Thank you, Mr. Obama. Thank you, Mr. President, that we're having to rent foreign boats to put Marines on. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Well, the Marines have been working with Spain, Italy, and the United Kingdom and other close allies to determine the suitability of the foreign ships for U.S. personnel and aircraft.
Yeah, because you want to put a Marine Expeditionary type unit out there, and they have helicopters, they have forces of Marines where they can float around. Most of our ships are older ships. The Tarawa's been around forever. It's still out there. It's just the fact is we don't have a Navy anymore that's capable of doing a two ocean war. So, well, Spain, Italy, and the United Kingdom. Well, you know what? They have at least their allies as long as we're running the ships. I think see no problem.
Well, the units would be designed for limited operations and not major amphibious assaults.
Right.
A ground force of about 100 to 120 Marines would be deployed along with three or four Ospreys, which fly like airplanes but can take off and land like helicopters.
So it'd be like a company of Marines out on a ship, on a smaller ship. So it'd be like some kind of cargo deck ship.
The U.S. Navy has 30 amphibious ships, but says it needs 38 to fulfill war fighting requirements.
Two ocean war. Can't do it.
This is sort of like
this
the
is
country,
where we are.
This is the country that landed on the moon, and now we're holding our thumb out, hoping that if we play nice with the Russians, they'll give us a ride to the space station that we built.
Well, that we pay. You know what? The reason their space missions are done is because we pay for them. We know that.
Wow.
You just can't help but just laugh about these things that are going on like that. Yeah. Hey, we've got Dr. Edward Mooney here, and he's going to be speaking to us about his book, Pearls of the Stone Man. And I misspoke when I said that they were filming it. They are not filming it. It was just released, this movie, based on his book. There's a lot of good things about this. And we're going to have Dr. Edward Mooney in right after this break here. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy can teach in he's teaching in six counties now of Northern California. Can teach all over the state if you wanted to, but he's got a limited. He's gone all the time. He's teaching all the time. And for a limited time, you can get a weapon to shoot, a pistol to shoot during the class and ammo as part of your class. If you don't have that final handgun selected, and then the instructors at NFI, Northern Firearms Instruction, will help you with that. But to do all of that and to get your concealed carry license, you have to give a call to 999-1822 or check out the website, readingccw.com. That's Northern Firearms Instruction. Great place to go get your CCW training and more. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. It's Monday, the 22nd of June, and it is 7:29 in the morning.
I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds July 2nd in Elements Lounge inside Wind River's Resort and Casino. Join me, Linda Bott, as we embrace the American songbook. My special guest will be Joe Larson on trombone, along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and Bruce Kalin on bass. A special menu, Romance on the River, July 2nd. For your reservations, call 243-3377. See you there.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams. During my 22 years of military service, I had the honor of working beside many brave servicewomen. They are the fastest growing population of veterans, and they can be a great asset to your company. Women veterans are trained to take initiative, adapt to change, and they're quick to learn. If you're an employer or a woman veteran, call the U.S. Department of Labor at 866-487-2365 or visit careeronestop.org.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. The voice of Northern California
here.
Seven thirty-three in the morning. It's only 72 right now, going up to 98 today, but that's okay. We're going to be happy with 98 because on Friday it's going to be 114.
That's all right. It seems like otherworldly temperatures, like we're on another planet. But hey, welcome back to KCNR 1460, currently 72 degrees. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive here in Redding. Go in and see Leonard and his associates. In fact, I'm going to be taking a watch in this week. They have a master watch repairman who is can build a watch from scratch and take it apart. And they're also experts in, well, any kinds of loose stones, diamonds,
pearls,
et cetera. And that will be the perfect segue into our next, into this wonderful segment that we're about ready to start right now, Carl.
Yeah, that's right. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay, our guest is Dr. also educator from Simpson University. Good morning.
60 a.m.
As you can tell, Dr. Mooney at one time was a disc jockey on
Bozeman, Montana.
Everybody that's ever on. We get a lot of people on this show that they in college, they were on radio stations in college or high school or some point, and they come in, their voices, as soon as they get in front of that microphone, their eyes get nice and bright. And a minute out about Dr. Mooney first.
No, just one.
And I know it's got
to
be
that
a lot.
We'd have to call him doctors.
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 Tell us a little bit about your history. I mean, we know that you're going as a science teacher through those years. Man, I have better bifocals. The pearls of the snowman.
And if you've ever loved someone to the depth of your being,
everything fell into line. The community acted like a typical elephant community.
So the Pearls of the Stone Man has – now this is interesting for our listeners. What's the connection with – you write this novel, and all of a sudden it becomes a bestseller in Japan.
Well, first of all, it happened in 2003. We were at the L.A. Book Expo and the L.A. Convention Center, and I was doing a book signing. And two Japanese gentlemen walked by and stopped and asked my publisher about the book. They saw the title. And in Japan, pearls are important to the culture. And I did not know this, but there is a myth, legend, ancient Japanese story called The Stone Man. And they saw this, and it struck them. So they asked my publisher. She gave them a copy of the book. And they went back, and a couple months later, they purchased the Japanese translation rights. And I'm holding in front of me a copy of the Japanese translation.
Which I just read the foreword on. It was pretty good. Okay, I don't read Japanese, just kidding.
By the way, I call this a book that I wrote that I can't read.
And it is. It's the book itself. In fact, you've got a couple there that are the book. And it must be amazing to see your book translated into other languages.
It is. It's a beautiful thing. In fact, one of the things I've been trying to do is learn more Japanese. And I've heard that you need at least a knowledge of 3,000 characters to be literate in Japanese. But at the rate I'm studying Japanese, I'll be perfectly fluent at 128.
Why? And this is the question that as soon as I saw this, and mm-hmm. I had to ask you this, is what is it? First of all, tell us about what the story is, The Pearls of the Stone Man.
The book is what is called a frame story. It starts in the present and goes back into the past. Mm-hmm. The story starts out with a young couple with their two children returning to Pine Mountain because they are trying to find something. And that's the first couple chapters. While they're there, they find something and it transports them. The story changes to something like 15 years into the past. And they're the generations. And that is what I think has really struck the nerve of Japan. And I think if you had to explain it, there it is. I've built a lot of wonderful relationships with people in Japan. The producer, Tomoko Fushimi, I met her 10 years ago. I consider her like my sister now. I mean, we still email each other.
With our listeners, that this is now...
theaters across Japan, yes. They had, in fact, on Japan... Yeah. The stuff put links to this video. What happened was, main stars, the man that plays my main character, the wife, he opened the note and could. The West Book Review is in the publishing industry is a real hallmark of publishing. And when we heard that they were reviewing it, my publisher almost had an anxiety attack because she said, they're a tough nut to crack. And that we got 5 stars was impressive.
Oh,
now, I will warn, one of the things that has bothered me as a writer is every day it seems like a lot of movies, more and more graphic violence, more and more sex, nudity, things like that. I'm sorry, there's a little bit of violence in there, but it's nothing compared to what you see on movies nowadays. But I'm hoping people will say, I want a story that I can feel I'm a part of, that I can identify with, that doesn't have arms blowing off and things like that.
We're here with Dr. Edward Mooney, and who wrote Pearls of the Stone Man. It was just released as a film in Japan, and we've talked about that. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, if you still have any grass to mow, we have some ethanol-free 93. And if you've been putting off spraying your wood decks, fences, now's the time for Logging Shake Oil. We have it in 5-gallon pails ready to go. Joe's back at Weaverville, so stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy is a CFN fleet-wide card lock and accepted over 40,000 locations at the Pilot, Petro, Chevron, Flying J and Love's, and TA truck stops. So call the renting office and get signed up. We have red off-highway diesel at all of our card locks, race car fuel for all the jet skis, motorcycles, and hot rods. If you need a home or a job site delivery, give us a call. Redding, Corning, and Weaverville, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Aloha. This is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. Monday, June 22nd, it is 12 minutes until 8 o'clock, 72 degrees, going up to 98 today. 605-4567 is our phone number, and of course we're streaming live, as we always do, on KCNR1460.com. You know what, on July the 2nd, if you're looking for something to do from 7 to 9 in the evening, head on over to Elements Lounge and listen to Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. Linda's got her band out there with special guest
Joe Larson.
Joe Larson on the trombone. And wow, he is just exceptional.
Wonderful.
Great chow there. I said great chow. Great dining there. Romance on the River. The Marine slips out now and then. Steak and lobster for under $22. And it is really great steak and lobster, but it's even better is Linda singing.
It's a wonderful night.
And her group up there. Get there a little bit early.
2-4-3.
Get there a little bit early. Gonna bite you.
Gonna bite me.
Gonna bite you. Get there a little bit early so you have dinner and then sit back and enjoy the music, dance, just have a great time. Give them a call at 243-3377.
All right, 243-3377 for your reservations. It fills up fast, so we'd love to see you 7 to 9 on July 2nd. Wonderful information this morning and wonderful interview here with Dr. Edward Mooney, who is the author of The Pearls of the Stone Man. It's just been released in Japan.
The movie's just been released.
Right. And now we talked at the break about this is a trilogy, this
yes,
book.
It is. The first book is The Pearls of the Stone Man. Second is The Journey of the Stone Man. And the third is The Hope of the Stone Man. And the same characters continue through all three books. The second book, The Journey of the Stone Man, is out right now. And I will be delivering this fall to my publisher, The Hope of the Stone Man, which we expect to see out in 2016.
Now, Edward, when we talk about this, this is not a, The Hobbit. This isn't, wars going on or, Guardians of the Galaxy and this stuff. This is a book about people and relationships, and it has touched the Japanese people who revere their seniors so much that they have made a movie.
Exactly.
And it's been released this weekend to over 300 theaters in Japan, including the Ginza,
right.
There, which is a major one. Now,
right.
This isn't the only thing, and this is not the only way this is going to be filmed, though, the only place.
Yes, they are negotiating right now for a movie deal in the United States. The producer has informed me that they're actively talking to people. I've been asked not to say anything about details, studios, actors, things like that. But I'm very excited and hopeful that we'll have more news by the beginning of 2016, I believe.
Super. Well, then when that happens, you can come on back on here and we can talk about it. But it obviously touches a lot of people here. And you gave us a copy of the book, one in English.
And in English.
The one in Japanese, I'm not sure how long that would take me to read. But this one, just looking at the cover and looking in the back and then looking on the first couple of pages, is something that is going to be enthralling.
I do like to warn people, it is emotional. People have told me that I pull them into the characters. They get to know them. And as a writer, you try to do that. And then you have things happen to your character, so I'm giving you a little red flag warning at the beginning.
Oh, no. We've just got to get into it, and I can watch Linda cry.
Oh, you know, will.
She sits there and just little sobs coming out of her, you know, little, she's reading.
As a writer, one of the things I've heard is if you aren't feeling it when you're writing it, the readers won't feel it when they read it. And
I believe that.
I think I told you that when I wrote chapter 18, which is only about 4 pages long, it took me a month to write one chapter.
Mm-hmm. Did you you were inspired to write this one book? Did you know it was a trilogy when you started?
Yes, I did. Actually, I wanted to write the entire thing as one whole book, but it would be like 900 pages, and people told me publishers just wouldn't bite on that big of a book.
It's very difficult for anybody to, you know, you pick up a book like that. That's tough. So with a 3-book series is really good too, especially for the publishers. They can see how it works. So, obviously, this one worked very, very well.
Well, I use a frame format, which means there's one story that starts and begins each book all the way through so that people can read through it, and then they go back in time, different points in time, to see the backstory.
Do you have you ever taken classes in creative writing?
High school and some in college, but I've been writing since I was a kid. One of the things I like to tell people is I had an abusive alcoholic father when I was a kid. And I wrote stories. I wrote poems. I was very much into these things. And in a rage, he tore up my poems and stories. As I said, I was almost killed 3 times in high school by him. I've had a difficult time writing because I can still hear his voice echoing, saying, "Who would want to read your crap?" Substitute another word in there. Mm-hmm. So this has been an internal struggle all of my life. I've always felt that relationships are important and that's the key to many of the issues in our society today, as you point out, in Charleston, South Carolina. And so, yes, it has been a struggle. I always like to – but by the way, I'd like to point out that even in spite of that, before he passed away, my father and I were able to come to a point of healing. We're able to talk about
wonderful.
It.
Wonderful. That's a blessing.
Great. You know, also in the book, in the last part, is a reading group guide.
Yes.
And so it kind of gives you questions that as you've gone through. Do you read this, obviously, after you finished it?
Right. We worked, the publisher and I developed that many years ago. And by the way, that book has been adopted by a number of high schools. So there are high school kids reading that, and at the back they'll use the study guide for some of their homework or something like that.
Well, wonderful. At one of the breaks, we were talking, Dr. Mooney, about that you are a teacher at Simpson University. And I love that you said you teach teachers to teach.
I love that phrase, yes.
I love it, too.
One thing, as a teacher, I like to point out, going back to the story about my childhood, is Mr. Wendell Ward and Mr. Lowell Schroeder, who is by the way, Mr. Schroeder was a World War II Navy veteran. He drove the landing boats at places like Tarawa and dropped the Marines off. He became a teacher because he said it tore him up to see Marines going to their deaths on some of those horrible beaches. And he decided he wanted to give life to young people the rest of his life. He changed my life. He became my father figure. He became my hero. And Mr. Ward as well. I bring this up because that's why I wanted to become a teacher, because I saw the power of changing lives. At Simpson University, Dr. Glee Brooks brings up constantly, says, that we need to engage students. It's about relationships with students. It's not about a test score. And this is why I believed in Simpson University, and that's why I wanted to come here, is because I see the power of teachers in young people's lives.
Are you a Stone man?
Well, in a couple ways, yes. First of all, my bachelor's degree was in earth sciences, geology, rock. Second of all, I've piddled around with, I love stone walls, stone things. So in a way, and yes, you will read in the book that he was a retired high school teacher. I would like to point out, and here's a little thing to anyone who reads the book, there are 36 hidden personal elements in the story. I'll give away one of them. I guess I just did. He was a high school teacher, and so was I. In there, Joseph and Ann Marino's wedding anniversary is October 11th. I'd like to give a shout out to my wife, Carrie. Our anniversary is October 11th. So there's one of them that I'm giving away.
Oh. Well, you've inspired, I know I feel very inspired. I know Carl does, and I'm sure our listeners do too, about the power of mentoring.
Exactly.
And the fact that you're writing, you've written something that is clean, that's thought provoking, and are you honoring your elders?
I hope I am. By the way, another little secret thing in the book is that my mother's maiden name is Marino, and that's the family name in the book. So in a way, I honor them. My Italian grandmother, who came here in the 1920s, she lost her husband in the 1930s. She spent the rest of her life raising her four children, and she raised four great kids. And I believe she has a whole lot of grandkids, great-grandkids, and great-grandkids. And I would like to give a moment to remember Virginia and her husband, William Marino.
That generation, that hardy generation that worked so hard to just provide for their family, it wasn't necessarily about the newest toy.
It
was food on the table, and everybody worked. And it didn't matter how old you were. If you were 7 or you were 70, you worked.
And everybody took care of everyone else in the family.
Right.
The family
was
tight.
You had to think that maybe the reason you didn't read, reason you didn't read or see atrocities like we see today in the news is because of that family.
Exactly.
Because of that family structure, the family atmosphere. You know, it didn't break down. They were there with them. It was a support atmosphere all the way through it. And if there were things going on in the family that wasn't right with one of the kids, they took care of it.
They talked about it immediately.
Right.
They didn't hide anything.
No, that was it. You know, and grab you and just, you know, pull you out. Let's talk about this. You know, this is something that when you when you start talking about how to take care of these things, it's so many things that interact, but especially the family. We've only got like about a minute left. So, you know, Dr. Mooney, we so much appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Last thoughts here.
Take care of the people you love. Over the weekend, I found out that a friend of mine at Montana State University passed away 3 years ago. Now, what's bothersome to me is I'd looked for him. He was, by the way, a Marine veteran of Vietnam. And I found out from his daughter's website that they found out 3 years ago. Please, take care of your families.
Mm. Okay. Well, thank you so much. And we're going to have you back after, you know, as time goes, you know,
please.
We've got the second
thank
one
you.
Out. And in 2016, something big can happen. Edward Mooney.
Are you going to be doing a book signing anytime soon?
Anytime they want one.
Okay.
All right, great. All right, we'll be right back after the news with Mark Baird talking about the water wars in Siskiyou County.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Eurozone finance ministers have broken off their talks without a full agreement on Greece's bailout. In fact, Finnish Treasury Chief Alexander Stubb says he's not very optimistic right now.
I really don't know, but I have very low expectations for today.
Eurozone's top official says creditors will be looking to try and get a deal later this week. Stocks on Wall Street following the European markets in early trading, with the Dow up by more than 100 points in opening minutes. Hopes of a breakthrough in the Greek bailout discussions are helping to bolster stocks, even though one has not been achieved so far. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there's little evidence that the international community can secure peace talks in the Middle East, with more and more peace talks.
Syria doesn't exist anymore as we knew it. You know, there are now many Syrias. Yemen doesn't exist as we knew it. Libya doesn't exist as we knew it. And Iraq doesn't exist as we know it.
France's foreign minister about to visit Israel and expected to propose new concessions to the Palestinians. Washington Examiner columnist Byron York says Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is attracting large crowds of supporters, but does not think he could really derail Hillary Clinton.
I don't think they view him as an actual president, but it is a way to register unhappiness with Hillary Clinton, to try to push her to the left.
York was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. More Americans bought homes in the month of May. Here's SRN's Jeremy House.
The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes increased 5.1% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 5.35 million. May was the third straight month of sales exceeding 5 million homes. Solid hiring since 2014, combined with relatively low mortgage rates, have stirred up demand and helped generate more first-time buyers. Meanwhile, rising sales have fueled spiking prices because relatively few properties are listed for sale.
That is SRN's Jeremy House. Median home prices climbed 7.9% over the past 12 months. This is SRN News.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
The head of the World Health Organization has praised beleaguered South Korean officials and exhausted health workers, saying that their efforts to contain a deadly MERS virus outbreak have put the country back on a good footing. Susan Gerber heads up a team from the CDC in South Korea.
We look forward to offering information from our medical experts, including what we've learned about from working on MERS with other countries and our past experience with infectious disease control outbreak. Investigations.
Meanwhile, officials say it is a good sign that the disease so far has been confined to a handful of hospitals and is not spreading to a broader community. Despite international criticism, restaurateurs in a southern Chinese town held an annual dog meat festival. Eateries reported brisk business yesterday during the event, marking the summer solstice. They say eating dog meat is an important tradition. This is SRN News. The Senate is expected to take up a standalone fast-track trade bill this week. More from SRN's Linda Kenyon.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will take a procedural vote on the bill that the House passed last week. The Senate previously passed trade legislation by a wide margin, but the House passed a different bill, so it now goes back to the Senate. The bill now before lawmakers would give the president fast-track authority to negotiate trade deals that the Congress can then accept or reject but not amend. Senator McConnell says a separate bill on trade adjustment assistance would be taken up later. That bill would provide assistance to workers who lose their jobs due to overseas trade deals. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
The leaders of South Korea and Japan are attending ceremonies in their respective capitals, marking the 50th anniversary of their country's resumption of normal ties after World War II. Many in Seoul uncomfortable with what is seen as Tokyo's push to whitewash its brutal colonization. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is Monday, the 22nd of June, 8:05 in the morning here, and our phone lines are 605-4567. They're all filled up right now, but they're going to be open in a couple minutes. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. And you know what? Right now, currently 73 degrees, and it looks like we're going to have temperatures around 96 today. Our highs clear tonight with 64. Tuesday calls for 102, and folks, get ready. Strap it on. your water bottle. I'm telling you right now, because as we get to Friday, it's 114. Saturday then just lowers to about 108. But that's our weekly forecast. Hot and sunny throughout the week. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
And this portion of the show, How Appropriate, is brought to you by
Alliance Heating and Air.
There you go. It's 114. Who do you call? You got a problem? Alliance Heating and Air. I tell you what, Martin and his associates are there. They're somewhat busy at this time of the year. Well, they're busy all through the year, but I mean really busy. But if you've got an emergency, you got to give them a call at 221-2642. They are there for you. Any make or model, they can do it. You have a problem, call them. They can fix it. They can put a new system in. You know, God forbid that your air conditioner come apart now. But if it does, who do you call? Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air.
Let's go to the phones right now. Terry, good morning. And of
hey,
course,
Garland, how you doing?
We are great. And, of course, you're going to give all of our listeners the information on tonight's party and who's talking.
I am. Tonight at 2570 Bonneview Road at Destiny Fellowship Church at 6 o'clock, we will have Sam Paredes, the president of California Gun Owners Association, and he'll be talking about the new California laws. Oh, what a surprise. And what we're trying to do to fight back against that. But if you are a Second Amendment person, then tonight's that's the place you need to be. I also wanted to bring up that Saturday night on June the 27th at 6 o'clock, we will be having a town hall in the form of Jefferson in the Park at Claire Ingle Park in Shasta Lake City. There'll be food, there'll be music, and Mark Beard will be the keynote speaker along with the mayor of Shasta Lake City, Greg Watkins. So that's 6 o'clock. Admission is free. Bring a chair if you come. And it's going to be a fabulous night talking about liberty. But it's pretty nice to see a mayor of a town say, hey, we need to start talking about representation and liberty.
Yep, and we're going to have Mark Baird. In fact, he's on the other line. Will be talking to us about water and the water wars up in Siskiyou County, which ties into a lot of this.
Yeah,
I think it's. You know, I'm sure you already had Sam set up for this week before this tragedy in Charleston, but they are already starting to take a look. You know, starting to make a run at owning the guns. They're gun owners, I should say. Even though that this. No matter what they had, wouldn't have prevented this tragedy. The only thing that would have prevented this tragedy is somebody to catch this guy like 20 years ago and maybe fix it. So, anyway, that's tonight on South.
It's 6 o'clock, 2570 Bonneview Road, Destiny Fellowship Church, Sam Paredes. Okay,
gun all you folks,
all you gun owners, all you people who are interested in your Second Amendment rights, and heck, all your rights should be out there. Sam's an amazing speaker.
Okay, thanks a lot, Terry.
Thanks, Terry.
You bet.
All right. As I said, you know, one of the last things when I was talking to Mark about him coming on the show today was he said, well, I may be in jail. Well, hey, Mark, is this your phone call? Is this your one phone call you get from jail?
No, not quite, Carl. They're kicking that can down the road just a little bit because they may quite frankly realize that whatever case they have is pretty darn weak. But it doesn't mean they can't do what they want because this government is filled with liars and liars lie.
Okay. Now, everybody knows that, I think everybody that knows Mark Baird knows that you are, you know, big into the State of Jefferson movement, but that's not what we were having you on today for. You are also an expert on water rights and you're the vice president of the Siskiyou County Water Association. Did I get that semi-right?
Well, I'm a past president of Scott Valley Protect Our Water, and I'm a current vice president. We rotate the president's duties every 12
okay.
months, and so my term was up, and I'm now a vice president.
Okay. Now, one of the things that we were talking about when we started talking about jail and water and all this was that something's going on up there and that was happening this past week. And let's talk about that first, and we can get into the larger story.
Well, first of all, a lot of the water rights up here predate the Constitution of California, the 1879 Constitution. Ours is 1859. The water right that has caused this big brouhaha is 1863. And it wasn't until 1914 that the state got into the water permitting business. In other words, that was when the first permit to use your own property was issued. And so fast forward to today, the state would desperately like to gain control of all personal real property in the state. Water rights are considered a real property. And California has a little bit of a different situation than some other states, because in California we don't actually own the water. We own the right to use the water. However, when you look at the water right, the only thing in it is the right to use the water. So if you have to ask permission of the government before you use something that it is your property, your real property and your right to use, do you really have the right, or do you have the ability to ask someone, Mother, may I?
Well, you know, the thing on this is that the legislature just went back and they've started passing. They passed the new law about water rights from 1903 on, but that didn't on the senior water rights. But they didn't say anything about the. I'm not sure what if they're senior water rights after 1903, and then before 1903 they are.
They are even more senior, and they're backing into it, because right. Before they wouldn't touch a water right before 1914. Now, by an incremental omission creep, I suppose you would say, now they're back to 1903, and the next, and if they get away with that, then the next thing is everybody's property is on the table everywhere for everything. And some of these trailer bills that Nielsen was referring to establish certain offices within these departments that will give them the broad-based ability to just come in your house and take whatever they want, whenever they want, just like Germany in 1938.
Now, what I understand is that if you've got water rights and they date from 1903 that you've used in your farm or ranch or whatever, is that now you have to have a permit to use that water?
Well, I think what they're saying is that senior water right holders from 1903 on are to curtail their use of water. And it's funny, because the way the California political machine would like people to believe is that there are more water rights than there is water, and that's not the case. I mean, water rights have a seniority system so that if a senior water right holder uses his water, then junior water right holders, they're automatically curtailed if there isn't enough water for them. And that's why the system works. No one's ever allocating all the water all the time. It just can't work that way, and it never did. California is a semi-arid climate. If you look at the tree ring data, mega droughts are common in the western United States. Our problem is we have a state government filled with liars. And what they would like to do is use this drought in order to gain control over all real property in the state of California. And quite frankly, they're doing pretty good.
Our guest is Mark Beard, who is the vice president of the Scott Valley Water Rights? Water.
It's called Scott Valley Protect Our Water, but it is a water rights, and it's a property rights group.
Well, what I wrote down describing you as, you are a water rights activist, and I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that either.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with being an activist to support and defend the Constitution of the United States, in which the right property is an enumerated right, and it's an enumerated right in the California Constitution as well, Article 1, Section 1. And so if we look at the inalienable rights that are codified in the California Constitution, those are rights given to us by God. Well, the right to pursue, possess, and protect our property is the very first article in the California Constitution. Does government by agency erase the inalienable rights all of a sudden? I say that's what the governor wants.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460 at 7:16 in the morning here, June the 22nd, 73 degrees out there on the way up to 98.
Shasta Speedway's track day and night is Thursday, June 25th. Just think, you could be driving your own car on the Shasta Speedway racetrack. You'll get a full hour of track time plus an 18-point inspection of your car. You don't want to miss your chance to race your own street car on the racetrack. Not only test the limits of your car, but test your limits as a driver. You never know. You could gain some serious bragging points with family and friends. Run your car or one of the rentals. Get one full hour of track time plus an 18-point inspection. Only $75. It's Thursday, June 25th.
25th, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Customized sessions, fast pass, novice, no experience, pace laps by reservation only. Go to Shasta-Speedway.com or call 530-515-8282. The Shasta Speedway Track Day and Night is Thursday, June 25th, and brought to you in part by Coors Light, Blue Moon, Lithia Toyota, Tri-Counties Bank, Paint Mart, Napa Auto Parts, Anderson RV, Record Searchlight, Harvest Printing, Pepsi, Budweiser, Cicada Cantina, Applebee's, Logan's, Rock Auto, and this radio station.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:19 in the morning here on the 22nd of June on Monday. 73 degrees going up to 98 today. The weather always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods. Mighty Fine Foods, family-owned. It's your one-stop shop on the way to the lake at 299 in Deschutes right there in Bella Vista. And I tell you, they've got over 1,000 cold drinks, including 250 types of beer and over 350 liquor and wine choices. Daily deli specials, of course, every day, under $5. And every Friday, they barbecue, and it's all gone. People picking it up that Friday, so you got to get there early. Mighty Fine Foods, again, locally-owned. They've been around the area for over 80 years. It's your one-stop shop on the way to the lake out there in Bella Vista. Our guest is Mark Baird, who is one of the ones who is a water activist. I can say that. The water rights activist. And we're discussing right now the fact that the legislature has gone after, quote, senior water rights. Go back to 1903, where they want to tell you that where before you've been able to use your water, now you've got to get permission to use your personal property. Is that what you're saying, Mark?
That's absolutely the truth. And, you know, Ben Franklin said, unless property is secure, liberty cannot exist. How can you conduct your life from one day to the next or one year to the next when you're really not sure what you own, even though you bought and paid for it, and you all of a sudden have to ask the government's permission to use what you paid for, what you purchased, what you built, and what you maintain without the government's help and without their intervention? And now all of a sudden it's something you have to ask permission to use. How does that work in the United States of America?
Okay, Mark, now what do you say to people that say, hey, look, we're in a horrendous drought here, and if we don't share the water, then not everybody will have water?
Well, nobody's talking about not sharing the water. That isn't the point. The point is this is the opportunity that the state is using to regulate private property. I mean, there are communities down in the Central Valley now that are having to have water trucked in.
what is the state doing about that, and why are they attacking people who are in a different situation than perhaps those people are? Why doesn't the state address those needs before it persecutes people who don't have the same needs?
Okay. What about the fact that the when they say that they have their personal water rights here, and this is something they've had since 1903, the way that they use their water for agriculture, and this one of the writers that I believe one of the writers that Nielsen was talking about was telling people what they can grow. Did you understand that too? I mean, specifically saying things like you can't grow that crop or you can't right. have this much water. You've got to change crops.
Right. Yeah, I mean, can you believe that? You
know, I found that one of all things. Okay, you're going after water because we're in a drought and all this, but you know, you're going after personal property. But the writer on it, from what he said, was, by the way, you're not going to grow 1,000 acres of alfalfa. You can grow 200 acres of alfalfa, or your beef, instead of having 500 head of cattle, you can only have 200 because you only get this much water.
Yeah, and I'd like to remind your listeners that they need to look down at their dinner plate at least once a day, and they need to realize one thing before they support these things, and even before they do the research on them, and they should be doing their own research, that food on your plate came from somewhere, and someone grew it for you or raised it for you, and it was very capital and risk intensive, and it also requires water. So if you would like your children to eat a healthy meal every day, then you should be telling this government of liars that they need to stop the lies and start addressing the real issues in this state and stop wasting the money on their pet projects like Water Trailer Bill AB 110 is establishing an Office of Environmental Justice, because now the environment has rights where you, the people of the state of California, are losing yours on a daily basis.
The part that bothers me is when we have the number of bureaucracies that we have in government, whether it's federal, state, I guess county or city, that are, they're kind of faceless people. In a small town, of course, they're not faceless, but they're not elected. They're in there and they make rules out of their own little bureaucracy that nobody seems to be able to touch. Is there any type of checks and balances on this, or do you just feel like the Democrats or whoever's in power just makes them more powerful?
Well, I mean, there's a mono party in power in California, and it consists of Democrats and Republicans, because we have people even in the Republican Party who are saying, well, you know, gosh, if you're against tyranny, place a call to the governor. That'll do it. Please. What we have to do is we need to shake this state up politically, and we need a dramatic and drastic overhaul to return to constitutional republic, or Katie bar the door. This is nothing. The things they're doing now, arresting people for using their property, placing fees upon you to take a drink of water, having a smart meter so that your house rats you out to the government if you take a 7-minute shower instead of a 4-minute shower. I mean, gosh, this reminds me, I'm a student of history, as you know, and this reminds me of Europe in the late 1930s.
I find it interesting with all the things they're trying to do that people don't understand that what exactly is happening. I like to think that I'm not, I'm not paranoid. I don't think certain things. I'm not big on conspiracy theories at all. But when I start seeing rules like, you know, you can only take a 3-minute shower and it comes into your house, that I think about that and I think, well, what right does the government have to do this? And why aren't people really, really upset about it? I mean, why aren't people really saying, you're not going to ever put a meter on my house? That you're never going to tell me how much water I can drink.
History constantly repeats itself. People say if you don't learn from history, you'll be condemned to repeat it. If you don't learn from history, you're going to keep making the same mistakes over and over again. And Daniel Webster said in the 19th century, I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter, from the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from the people's carelessness and negligence. That's where our downfall will come from. We have not paid attention to this government, and it is coming back to bite us right now.
What about the you were talking about something that was going on in Siskiyou County with a farmer wanting to move, or he was trying to dig a ditch?
Well, no, we have water rights. The water rights on the Scott River date back, pre-Constitution in California for the most part. And there is a group of people who have water rights on the east side of the Scott Valley. And what they needed to do, because of the huge flood events in February and January, you know, it rechannels the river every time. Rivers move. It's what they do. And so they have to get out in the river, and they have to move some gravel in order to get the flow to go towards their legally approved takeout from the river, their water takeout. And so 6 or 8 months ago, they applied for a permit from Fish and Game. In other words, they asked Mommy and Daddy if they could have permission to use their water to feed their families and water their cows, just like they've been doing for 150 years. And 6-7 months after the fact, there is no permit. And so now the water is starting to dry up, and their cows don't have any stock water, and now their alfalfa is dying, and their only income is going away because the state is dithering about this permit. And so about 20 of us went into the river, and we moved enough rocks so that these guys could get water to their cows and their crops. And Fish and Game shows up, and, oh, we're guilty of a violation of Section 1602 for significantly altering the stream bed and altering the flow and moving all this gravel and so on and so forth. And they're claiming that we have violated established law in the state of California. Well, I'll point back to Article 1, Section 1. I would point also to the court's adjudication that gives the water right owner the right to divert the water, not the permission to divert the water, not the permission to ask if it's okay to divert the water, but the right to divert the water. And so Fish and Game now is planning some kind of prosecution event, and we think they're going to try to single out some people that are easier targets, but we are all going to demand equal prosecution under the law, and what we'd like to have is a jury trial.
Well, that's a good idea. So you want, how many people are involved in this?
Well, there are at least 20 of us, but they intend to prosecute two.
So it's the Scott Valley 20?
Yeah, pretty much. But it's kind of funny because, quite frankly, even if Fish and Game was right, this is a stale misdemeanor not committed in the officer's presence. Nobody saw anything. No one was there. So this is the moral equivalent of a neighbor told a policeman that he saw someone run a stop sign 4 weeks ago, and he needs to go get the guy a ticket. And so the policeman searches this guy out, and because the neighbor says he saw this guy run the stop sign, he gets a ticket for running it.
I like this. Hey, we're with Mark Baird here up in, he's talking about on the helping people who have the right to water. And to have the right to water, not permission, but have the right to water, to be able to water their property, their cows, feed their crops, all of these things. And that the Fish and Game Department is now going to issue a citation, or is it a citation they'd issue?
Well, we're not sure what they're going to issue, quite frankly. They can't issue a citation because you cannot issue a citation for an infraction that wasn't committed in your presence.
Okay.
So we think they're going to file some form of complaint if they do anything at all. And, oh, and by the way, this water right holder has an open-ended maintenance agreement in order to do just what we did, and also filed notice with the department that they did emergency work in the river due to loss of water to their livestock and crops.
Then why should there be anything then?
Well, because Fish and Game is an agency filled with liars, and unless they maintain that lie, they won't be able to subjugate people and take enough money to pay their employees, because this state's a couple of trillion dollars in debt, in case nobody's caught on to that yet.
Okay. Our guest is Mark Baird. We're talking water rights up in Siskiyou County. When we come back, we're going to talk water rights and a lot of things that are happening with water throughout the state of California. This is Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460. The time is 8:30 in the morning here on Monday, June the 22nd. It's 74 degrees out there, heading up to 98. We'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
View 202 has something new and exciting beginning July 5th from 11 to 2. It's Jazz Brunch on View 202's veranda, the only restaurant on the river. Executive Chef Dustin Heisler will entice you to explore his unique and delicious new menu with a new twist on old classics like brioche French toast and Belgium Freebird. Every Sunday, join me, Linda Bott, as I create a cool vibe on the veranda with my jazz ensemble. While dining by the river, experience fun cocktails like the Velvet Elvis, the Manmosa. Oh, and how about the Purple Cheetah? So come meet me at View 202 on the veranda for Jazz Brunch on the River, 202 Hempstead. Call 226-8439 for reservations today. Let loose every Sunday in July. Eat, drink, repeat.
And let me play among the stars. Let me see.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco and Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco and Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
The barren waste without the taste of water. Cool water.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You know, Bob, there's nobody better than you, buddy. Time is 8:34 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott here. Linda had to take off. We have work to do this morning. She was out meeting people, in fact, right now. 74 degrees out there. It's going to get up to 98 today, 605-4567. If you have questions for our guest, Mark Baird, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business, first of all, and it is man's last stronghold, however. Girls come in there, too. I've had girls get haircuts in there. Bring your kids. Bring the family. It's the cheers of barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue across from the subway. Our guest, Mark Baird, water rights activist, state of Jefferson spokesman. All these things are going on. You know, some of the things are being said in the chat room. How about the state dumping trillions of gallons of water into the ocean?
Well, I mean, you know, look at Lewiston Dam, 400,000 acre feet straight to the ocean to, quote, scour the channel so that returning Chinook salmon in the fall would have a nicer place to spawn. And you could have done that work in a week with a bulldozer and not wasted a drop of water. I mean, you know, the DOR down in Kings River, I believe it was, or Stanislaus River, I think, 15,000 acre feet to protect half a dozen steelhead trout, half a dozen. And by the way, the water agency said that was no guarantee they'd make it to the ocean. They just have a better chance. I mean, I'm starting to laugh because if these things weren't so idiotic and stupid, they they would absolutely make a person cry. And in addition to that, that's enough water for 175,000 people for 1 year. The stupidity and capriciousness of this government absolutely defies description, and yet our legislators do nothing. And in fact, our legislators are irrelevant anyway. They couldn't do anything even if they wanted to.
Are you talking about the ones that represent the people up here in Northern California?
I'm talking about the three that represent Northern California.
Right. And that's true. They can't even get a bill out of committee.
Get a bill out of committee. They got to call the governor. I think Jim Nielsen said call the governor. Oh, boy. Yeah, that'll do it.
Okay, well, Mark, let's talk about this. Would you agree there's a drought going on right now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Droughts are common in the western United States.
And if you read any books or any history, you'll see that, you know, because we live in an arid, you know, in a semi-arid desert area, and we use a lot of water, and we have millions of people, more than our water structure can really support.
That's
correct. So what are some of your ideas then? How can we save water? How can we use water more wisely?
Well, I mean, first of all, you have to look at the last 35 years when there, 35 years and we built absolutely no water storage at all. You have to look at the $780 million that the governor is taking from the big water bond that was going to fix all of California's water woes. And he spent that money on, quote, environmental water to send straight to the ocean without benefiting one human being. There may be one reservoir built out of the $8 billion that California taxpayers are going to pay off over the next 40 years at $360 million a year. I mean, this is clearly the best idea I could come up with is get rid of these bums, get rid of the crooks, and start being effective with the taxpayers' money and building things that benefit the taxpayer, like water storage. But the second thing is, I mean, first of all, we live next to the largest body of water in the world. And I think we have, two or three desal plants, and only one of those is going to be operational. And the city of Santa Barbara is going to spend $40 million to make theirs operational. I mean, there are so many things we could do. Gosh, where do you start? The Canadians have more water than dirt. If I were the Canadian government, I'd build six or eight huge pipelines, and I'd sell water to the United States, and my people would never pay taxes again. There are so many things that could be done. It's absolutely unbelievable.
That was me chortling back there, thinking about the Keystone Pipeline would never make it, but maybe the water pipeline would, huh?
Oh, I've been in a 747 crossing northern Canada, and over the Great Slave Lake, and it takes 30 minutes at 500 miles an hour just to go from one end of the lake to the other.
Well, I think that, I think there's a number of things we can do, and here's where the environmentalists will hit you on, besides just the fact that the water should just be going in, down in rivers, and we shouldn't have more than, 1 million people anyway in California. But when you start talking about desalination, which, by the way, Israelis have got ways of doing it that are relatively inexpensive. All you see in the Middle East is these plants everywhere that's making fresh water for their people. And they're talking about, here's the problem with this is the amount of electricity it takes, or the quote carbon footprint to make the water. And this is where I say, why don't we just, and this is a perfect spot to put a small nuclear generator out there like you have on an aircraft carrier, and you can make all the water you want. There's no carbon footprint.
Well, I mean, I think the average aircraft carrier can produce, 3.5 million gallons a day of desalinated water just in its normal.
I'm not sure if it's 3.5 million, but that's something we're going to look up right now. I know it's an awful lot that every one of the ships I've ever been on gives us all the water we could possibly want during the day because of of the desalination capabilities they have there. So there's no reason that you couldn't build them.
You also have an environmental agenda and a governor in the state of California that calls hydroelectric power, they refuse to call hydroelectric power a renewable resource and are spending $500 million to rip out four perfectly good hydroelectric producing dams on the Klamath River. And that energy can be used for desalinization, making people's lives better. In fact, there is such a thing as a condensation generator that makes fresh water out of the very air that's around us.
I just saw that you can make this for practically nothing, and it gives you so many gallons of water a day.
Well, the rooftop models, I have designs for a rooftop model that it doesn't produce a lot of water, but it's a very simple deal, and those are being used in Africa and some places in Africa. But there are commercial grade generators that do require electricity,
right,
but they produce water from the air. So, yeah, there are a lot of things we could be doing, but guess how many of those things we are doing?
None
of them.
None. I would like to see... okay, Bob, you've got something here.
Yeah, a Nimitz-class supercarrier can generate 400,000 gallons of fresh water each and every day.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's a lot of water.
That's 400,000 gallons. That's off of Nimitz with a small nuclear reactor there. Imagine if you had something that was, you could build one of these easily, four or five times the size. And with the same size of nuclear generator there, which, you know, that goes on a ship, which is proven technology, and there's no reason you couldn't provide enough water for all of San Diego, all of San Francisco, and all these places like that.
Just
makes sense.
That requires doing something, Carl. And this government is a government of nothing. They wish to steal the money. They're using it to fund things like the Coachella Valley Conservancy, the Ocean Conservancy, the Sierra Conservancy. They have a fiscal policy in the state of California where they're going to freeze the environment in time and spend all of your money making sure that the environment doesn't move an iota from what it was 1,000 years ago or in pre-human times is their goal. And that's not only impossible because of just geologic forces on Earth, but it's impossible financially. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah. We had Nadine Bailey on the other day, and she's working with the water people too. And she says, "What if you were a queen for the day? What would you do?" And one of the things she said is, "Open up logging so that we take all these superfluous trees, all the underbrush, and get rid of it." She says it would save billions of gallons of water would get into the watershed because each one of these takes 40 gallons a day. Even during the winter, it takes water.
Right. Nadine's right. And she started out as a logging activist. In fact, I just saw a videotape of Nadine when the spotted owl was first listed in several towns. In fact, hundreds of towns in Washington, Oregon, and Northern California were decimated by this environmental idiocy, and Nadine was one of the activists who was on that video and spoke very eloquently about it, and she's absolutely right. We only harvest 4% of the annual growth in California. The rest of it burns or it drinks water. What is the carbon footprint of a 250,000-acre wildfire anyway? I mean, so, you know, there are things we can be doing right now to cause the watershed to produce more water, but we don't have the political will to do it because it's easier to steal the money and steal the liberty.
Well, that's what it goes down to. It's a power thing. Instead of thinking in the future and saying we could do this and this and this and this to help our water, and would help it immediately. Some of it would help immediately if you take out a lot of the underbrush and things like this. If you start the desalination plants, which, by the way, San Diego is bringing theirs on, and to use these other ideas that are just out there in building the sites reservoir and every place, and Nadine also said that every place you can put some water in there, and farmers get punished for putting up a earthen dam to hold the water there, that, you know, the water soaks into the aquifers, but they get punished for doing that.
You know, you're absolutely right, but once again, and I keep telling the people in our group, we need to focus. This has nothing to do with the environment.
No.
This is about money and power on an apocalyptic scale and control. If you control the water, you control the land. If you control the land, you control the people on the land. And that's what this is about. This state government is filled with liars. They have an agenda. And when you vote for them, you're voting for a liar.
Okay, our guest is Mark Baird. We're talking water rights, ways to handle these water problems, the drought, and all this. We're going to take a quick break. Terry, hang on to after the break, and we'll get right to you after that. Hey, I want to talk about what's happening down at the View 202. A lot of new things happening at View 202. The only restaurant on the river, and now they're going to start Sunday brunches this July. Join the people from with the new chef down there from View 202 and Linda. Linda's going to be singing with their jazz ensemble every Sunday from 11 to 2 during the month of July. Fun drinks like the Manmosa and yummy new menu, courtesy of Executive Chef Dustin Heisler. All of this at View 202. It's going to start on July the 5th. So call them at 226-8439 for reservations. Not a lot of room there out there, but they're going to be singing. It's going to be a great time. New menu, new everything out at View 202, the view on the river. We'll be right back after these messages.
Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, if you still have any grass to mow, we have some ethanol-free 93. And if you've been putting off spraying your wood decks, fences, now's the time for Logging Shake Oil. We have it in a 5-gallon pails ready to go. Joe's back at Weaverville, so stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy is a CFN fleet-wide card lock and accepted over 40,000 locations at the Pilot, Petro, Chevron, Flying J and Love's, and TA truck stops. So call the renting office and get signed up. We have red off-highway diesel at all of our card locks, race car fuel for all the jet skis, motorcycles, and hot rods. If you need a home or a job site delivery, give us a call. Redding, Corning, and Weaverville, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
National news with a local view, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Carl Bott, Linda Bott, welcome to KCNR 1460 on Free Fire Radio on Monday morning on the 22nd, 74 degrees out there, going up to 98 today. Rest of the week's going to be hot, including Friday, 114 degrees. Yes, no, we're going to need water. This portion of that weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Veteran-owned, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, another veteran-owned business. 2143 Hilltop Drive, well-known place. It does so much for our community. Espresso Joe's, any type of coffee, any type of drinks you could want, just besides coffee. Beers, wines, everything there. And next door is a outstanding tobacco emporium. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, where veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Our guest is Mark Baird, and he was a water activist. He's also in the state of Jefferson. In fact, we have on the line Terry. Good morning, Terry. You have comments for Mark?
Well, actually, no, I actually have a question for you, Carl, and a question, and I want to concur on something Mark said. He's right. There is no political will to change the situation with water because, as you say, Carl, and you're right, it's about control. We can talk about all these solutions. These solutions are great ideas, but they will not implement them because it's not their goal. You don't run trillions of dollars, trillions of all this water down to the ocean if, in fact, you're saying, hey, you know, we need to conserve water. You don't tear out perfectly good dams if you want to conserve water. You certainly don't try to save six fish who may not have made it by depriving 179,000 people of water for a year. It's all done by design, and that's why on Friday when you had Jen Nielsen on, the question is, okay, how can help us to help you help all of us? What's your solution? Well, keep doing what you're doing. Well, isn't that, you know, when you're doing something that you do over and over again and you get the same results, isn't that the definition of insanity? So really and truly, he knows, and the people who are in the state capitol do know, we have to make a change. The state of Jefferson is the solution. I don't care if people want to talk about it or not. If somebody else has a solution, I think there's a bunch of us, probably a million people that are in. What is it? They can't give us one. Keep doing what we're doing. That must mean they're either in on it or they don't care.
Well, I would say is that a lot of people, their ox hasn't been gored yet, or that has, and they just don't realize that they're bleeding.
I'm talking about the politicians.
Well, but the politicians who are doing the goring.
Yes.
That the people don't realize that they're bleeding and how they're, you know, it's one of these death of 10,000 cuts. The first 1,000 you don't notice. Because they're so small, but then after that, they just keep, you know, it keeps getting worse. And that's essentially where we're at. It's just going to keep getting worse unless there is a sea change. Now, there's a sea change is, how is it? Is it that people wake up and decide that, hey, you know what? This is not the best idea. This is not the best government for us, that we need to have a separate state and a separate vote, that if people should be able to take care of themselves and not have the governments oppress them all the time? Or is it going to get down to the fact that people just love this so much and they're just going to say, well, it's just too bad? Then we, as citizens, have a right to either leave or accept it. Now, you got to keep trying to change it is the big thing. So you can't give up.
Well, it isn't you give up, and the solutions are wonderful, my friend. And you guys, I mean, that's great. The only problem with that is that if I'm the keeper of the checkbook and I don't want to write you a check, I'm not going to write you a check. I don't care what you're – if I don't want the solution, that's what I'm saying to you, is basically solutions are wonderful. But if they're not willing, because there's no political gain for them, if they're not willing to help with these solutions, and both of you have had marvelous solutions to this. I mean, fantastic solutions. You've solved the problem virtually. They don't want to solve the problem, Carl. That's why we're doing what we're doing with the state of Jefferson. That's why 8 counties have signed declarations and 4 more are in the hopper. You know, that's why we're there is no other way. And one last thing I want to say. Greg Watkins, as you know, is the mayor of Shasta Lake City. Wonderful guy. Has been fighting water issues for years. Why would the mayor of Shasta Lake City, well respected in the community, would say, hey, we need to have a night to talk about Jefferson for our city? If he thought there was another way, and you heard Jim Nielsen yourself, he didn't have an answer. Keep doing what you're doing. Fight the good fight. Okay, Jim, you don't have anybody who's going to help you in private conversations. There's no one who can help me. No one will listen to me. I'm 1 against 11. What am I going to do, Terry? Oh, well, just keep fighting the good fight. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't change anything.
Things have to change. Or it's just going to continue to get worse. Okay, Terry, let me go back to Mark.
Yep.
Thanks. Mark, I know. Hello, Mark.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. You know, people know that you're a spokesman for the state of Jefferson, and I've been kind of like pushing that off the side because of the water thing, which is, you know, I'm getting somebody else in here too that's going to talk about water, you know, but, you know, Terry is right. You and I have just solved the water problems for California.
Yeah.
I mean, we have. I mean, we pretty much have, and we're not the most brilliant, you know, brilliant guys out there. So obviously, these solutions have been around a long time. Desalination plants, more and more reservoirs to hold more and more water that we can use, you know, runoff and all these. The fact that how much of it has to go through the dumped into the ocean. The idea is that there's going to be some species that aren't going to make it. I got this out of the UC Davis water expert on watersheds. He said there's just some species not going to make it. So let's just, you know, let's face that now because you're going to need the water for other things. Agricultural events, but the solutions are there. But it's going to be the political will of people to do that. Is it just easier for the elected officials to just take than to innovate?
Well, I mean, I think it's more the people, you know, the people have to demand this innovation, you know, when you, the Declaration of Independence, when you suffer a long train of abuses. And I could go on and documents, thousands, tens of thousands of documents, written
and thought of by our founding fathers and people along the way. You know, the body politic is the people. All political power derived from the people. The people have to wake up. When people stop paying attention to their government, they lose the only window through which they can measure government performance, and they become the sheep, and government is the wolf. And you know, what is democracy? Two wolves and a sheep arguing about what's for dinner. I mean, this really is our own fault. We stop paying attention, but that's something that we can cure right now.
Yeah.
We have to demand good government, and we have to follow through with that demand. And, you know, William Penn said centuries ago that when a legislature is guilty of several tyrannical acts, you might think it's an accident, but when those things go on year after year after year, you have to recognize there's an agenda there. There is an agenda in California. We must recognize it. In my opinion, my humble opinion, and eight counties also, we need to start over. California is irretrievably broken. The political system is so dominated by the money and special interests that it cannot be fixed now. And we have to start over and get back to the basics of good constitutional government, where we can do things like healthy stands management and build a reservoir. You know, succession of species is a natural fact. The preservationists forget that if we preserve the environment perfectly, Tyrannosaurus rex would still be on the planet. So, you know, we have to make these recognitions, and our political will has to be of, by, and for the people, not of, by, and for special interests and the money.
I agree. Now, you've got eight from, Terry just said there's eight counties that have signed up for the state of Jefferson. And
yes,
there's four others that are in the wings. Plus there's 12,000 signatures right here in Shasta County for it to
That's
take
correct.
And to do that. How many, what is, you know, for people, and I don't want to do a whole state of Jefferson. I want to do that at a later date, you know, and maybe have somebody that's, you know, that you can debate here, sitting here.
That's fine.
Well, I know it is. I mean, you welcome those, and I understand that. But the how many counties is it going to take before this legislature has to do something?
Well, they don't have to do anything. That's the point. The people have to force them to do something. We have to demand that they do something and then follow through on that demand. They never have to do anything, and that's the problem in California. In fact, they don't do anything. So we think the magic number is around 12 counties. With that, we could have a viable state, and we'd have some legal weight in court for the political argument that we have no representation in the northern 20 counties. So we're looking for a minimum of 12, but we want the window open so that any county that wants to return to liberty and constitutional government and property rights has the opportunity to join us. Otherwise, the window closes, and God bless you, and good luck with California.
Okay. Our guest has been Mark Baird, one of the spokesmen for the state of Jefferson, of course, but he's also a water rights activist in his own right, and talking about what's been happening up in Siskiyou County with the moving, when the Scott River, the water channel changed as it does in all rivers, where they moved some gravel and this to get the water channel back to where it was so the farmers could use the water that they have the right to, not the privilege of, but the right to, and what was going to happen with that. That was what originally started this, and then into the discussion about ways to stop wasting so much water, to save much more water here in the state of California, which, as Mark points out, that would take political will, and they don't want to do that. It's owned by special interest, and that's much easier to tax and take. That about it?
That just about covers it, Carl. Thank you so much. And we can restore liberty. It's up to us. We're the only ones that can do it.
You know, that's right. You know, if you just sit back and wait, nothing's going to happen. It just gets worse. Thanks a lot, Mark Baird.
You know, tyranny rarely fixes itself, Carl. And thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Well, we're never going to quit. This is what locally owned radio can do for you, my friends, is being able to talk about those things that are uncomfortable, but, you know, things that need to be said. With a balanced viewpoint in here. Okay, hey, tomorrow, Haven Humane's coming in. We got a lot of other things happening this week. We're going to be talking with, the new Veterans Representative, Veterans Service Representative for the county right here on Wednesday, too. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
But I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Owl's Head, New York, about 25 miles from the prison that two convicted killers escaped from 17 days ago. And today, Owl's Head is the focal point of the manhunt for David Sweat and Richard Matt. The remote area dotted with hunting cabins, places the escapees could conceivably find shelter.
We will search under every rock, behind every tree and structure until we are confident that that area is secure.
That's State Police Major Michael Soretto. There will be a series of funerals today, this week in Charleston, South Carolina, victims of last week's church massacre being laid to rest. Sunday services at the church yesterday with people attending from far and wide.
I think it's fabulous. They're here from all over, and this represents America.
Charleston resident Cindy Brown, in a podcast out today, President Obama links the attack with racism and slavery, which he claims.